Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A stomach-turning display of sociopathic cool ended in a high-stakes takedown on the sands of Daytona Beach, Florida, after a convicted child killer was caught partying with unsuspecting spring breakers while on the run from Ohio authorities. Chief Deputy Brian Henderson of the Volusia County Sheriff's Department spoke to ABC News 5.
I'm going to speak for all the Floridians. We don't want child murderers in our state, and we definitely don't want child murderers from another state.
Anthony Grove, 45, a man branded armed and dangerous by Ohio parole officers, was snatched by Volusia County deputies during a massive proactive sweep of unruly vacation crowds on the beach. Sporting neon green sunglasses, a silver chain, and a bizarre mohawk, Grove was found nonchalantly boozing on a seawall thousands of miles from the state lines he was legally forbidden to cross. The details of Grove's original depravity are horrifying. In February 2015, during a heated domestic dispute over smoking in the home, Grove launched a heavy ceramic coffee mug at his baby mama. He missed his target, instead striking his two-month-old son, Zealand, directly in the head. The infant died the next day at Akron Children's Hospital. Despite the fatal brutality, Grove dodged a murder charge and served only 8 years for involuntary manslaughter before being paroled in 2023. When Chief Deputy Henderson approached him on the beach for a general icebreaker, Grove allegedly baited the officer into a sympathy trap, claiming he had, quote-unquote, lost a child, while intentionally omitting that he was the reason that little boy was dead. It was caught on body cam.
Dude, you...
It was my son.
Okay. Yeah, that's why. Go sit in the car.
What are you talking about?
You made it sound like your kid... There's a car accident?
Henderson recalled how the killer tried to manipulate his emotions, stating, quote, as a father, that really pissed me off, end quote. Grove's ruse disintegrated, though, as a background check revealed an active October 2025 warrant for his arrest. In addition to the parole violation, Florida authorities slapped Grove with charges for failing to register as a convicted felon and drug possession after a THC pen was found in his backpack. He's currently held in the Volusia County Jail, awaiting extradition back to Ohio. More crime and justice news after this. A Harrisburg, Pennsylvania woman transformed a Cloverly Road home into a sadistic chamber of horrors, allegedly forcing her children to choose the very weapons she would use to beat them while her boyfriend sat back and did nothing. Maria Roach, 31, was hauled off to the Dauphin County Prison, facing a litany of felony charges after a 12-year-old victim's desperate plea for help exposed a domestic dungeon. Prosecutors say Roach did not just discipline the kids, she terrorized them with a twisted game of the gun or the belt, leaving the victims to pick their own poison in a house of absolute atmospheric dread. The allegations are demonic. According to the Harrisburg Bureau of Police, Roach once ordered a child to retrieve a firearm before she allegedly aimed at another sibling's head and then pulled the trigger. The bullet narrowly missed that child, slamming into a nearby wall. In another occasion, survivors claim she shoved the cold barrel of a gun directly between the eyes of another child. While Roach allegedly rained down blows with a belt that left marks across the victims' necks, arms, and backs, her boyfriend, William Witherspoon, reportedly found the violence comical, watching the abuse unfold with a sadistic smile and audible laughter. The investigation took a forensic turn when one child revealed that Roach kept her arsenal hidden beneath her bed. The brave survivor even admitted to trying to secretly unload the weapons to prevent a tragedy. Roach is now facing multiple counts of aggravated assault on victims under 13 and child endangerment, while Witherspoon has been slapped with felony counts for his role as a spectator to all that brutality. Both are being held on $10,000 bonds, with a preliminary hearing set for April 8th. And finally, talk about getting forked over. Now an all-you-can-eat nightmare is turning into a high-stakes courtroom menu. Gary Selinger, 59, filed a blistering lawsuit claiming Golden Corral staffers in Henderson, Nevada, skewered him over a false accusation of skipping the bill. Despite allegedly holding a receipt, Selinger says he was choked, slammed into a table, and stabbed with a fork by aggressive employees. The buffet brawl reportedly left Selinger with a traumatic brain injury and wounds across his body. While Henderson police made no arrests at the scene, Selinger is now serving up a negligence suit against the corporate giants and the manager. He's seeking punitive damages to reimburse his pain. It turns out, when you dish out violence instead of dinner, the law may carve out a massive settlement. We shall see. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert hourly update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.